Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She always joins us every Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Well, we've got a big issue this week. I mean, very heavy, because we've got the Santa Rosa County delinquent tax list inside the paper, and we have added a lot more locations where people can buy them, especially up in Milton at the courthouse and all a bunch of Circle K's and Tom Thumbs. So even some areas that we don't normally distribute Gulf Breeze News, we have put them out this week because of the delinquent tax list.
Oh, interesting. Now, does that okay?
Full of shame.
So I right. And but now I know how this works in other places. Does it work here in Florida the same? Where it's if you buy 3 years worth of taxes, you own the property. Is that the way it works?
I think you better check with the tax collector, but I do think there is there are ways to buy tax deeds. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's. And I mean, I know that's how it worked in Illinois. I don't know for sure that that's how it works here, but that's how it worked in Illinois. If you pay for 3 years of their taxes, you own the property, so it's it's quite a thing. Also, you got a story about the new high school at the. And now this is the one that at the old flea market property on Highway 98, right?
Yes, highly anticipated that this high school would be built because of overcrowding at Gulf Breeze High School and Navarre High School. And the good thing is that they got more money, but the bad thing is that now that they have more money, they're going to go ahead and complete some of the things they were going to put off. So it's actually going to be opening in 2026.
Oh, wow.
Rather than 2025.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so full year delay.
It'll be a little
right.
bit later. Yes. But when it opens, it's going to be three stories. It's going to be have a courtyard in the middle of a U-shaped building, landscape. It's supposed to be really, really nice. So looking forward to that happening.
We literally cannot build schools fast enough in Santa Rosa County. I mean,
right.
know that's the problem. The superintendent is asking for a change to the meetings. Is that right?
Yes. Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber had mentioned that she would like to bring back prayer at the school meetings. They have been under a consent decree since 2009 that kept them from having any administrator lead prayer in the schools, and that meant no prayers at the school board meetings as well. The Moms for Liberty group, which is a new group that's headed by Maria Calkin, she was there, and she wanted to make sure that they knew that they think that they can do it based on another lawsuit that was won in 2014. We are going to see what happens. They just want to have a prayer to open the school board meetings.
Interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd be a legal authority to prohibit that, regardless of what the consent decree says, at a school board meeting, because that is not a school. That's an entirely different venue, an elected official venue. So interesting. Okay, I'm curious about that. Also, we've got I don't want to get two people worried about it, but, hurricane season is coming, right?
Hurricane season is coming, and I had a meeting with some really amazing people who are from the insurance group, but they are actually encouraging people to fortify their homes. And fortified is not just a verb, it's actually a certification that you can get if you, do certain things to the first phase is making sure that your roof is fortified, and that means not just have a new roof, because even though the standards of Florida building codes have improved,
right.
they also want to see you put like a more secure decking, and then a kind of like a Tyvek or something, kind of a ceiling material over that, and then your shingles. And so it would be, and to do that, you would be fortified, certified.
Hmm. Okay.
And hopefully you could get more off of your insurance. However, there's also two other phases. One of them is securing all of your windows and especially your garage doors, because that's another place where, if you have a vulnerability, you can lose your whole house. And then the third thing is, what is that third thing? There's another third thing. Oh, having a path all the way of making sure that your home is completely secure from the bottom to the top.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough. You got a lot of things coming up this weekend, like what, fishing rodeo is this weekend? Is that right? And also, and I learned this. I was reminded of this from, you know, from you, that it's also Mother's Day on Sunday. Hint, hint.
Oh, don't forget Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Mother's Day. You can take her to brunch. Lilo's is going to have a wonderful brunch by the bay. You can set up a, you know, reservation there. You can get her a gift certificate at Stillwater. Of course, a subscription to Gulf Breeze News is always appreciated. And right now we have a special. If you buy one, you get one for yourself.
Oh, that's the gift that gives to me, too. I like
that. Two for one.
Well, yeah, and there's an Ocean Hour cleanup on Saturday. You can find out more at their Facebook page, I'm sure, or at Gulf Breeze News. And just all kind. There's always so much in the paper. Plus, if you want to, you know, find out about the tax, the delinquent tax list, that's a pretty important one. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time. Oh, by the way, Lisa, you'd be so proud of us. We played Ken Manning earlier today.
UFO.
Who's Ken Manning?
Gulf Breeze UFO. He has this song, and there's an old video. I'm sorry, Andrew. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I didn't mean to spring it on her. I figured she knew. He's the guy who made the song about the Gulf Breeze UFO
right,
all these years ago.
And it was before your time. That's why she doesn't know. Nobody.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh. No. Nothing was before my time.
Well, before you got here.
There you go.
Because we both got here right around the same time, so it was before my time, too. But, yeah. It's a wonderful song, Lisa.
It is very entertaining. I'll send you the link. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. We'll see you next Thursday, Lisa. Thanks, as always, for the time and the great information.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet.